From Washington, this is VOA News. After a presidential apology, Doctors Without Borders still calls for an international investigation. President Barack Obama has promised a thorough and transparent investigation into the bombing of a field hospital in Afghanistan that killed 22 people inside, including three children. In a phone call Wednesday, the president apologized to the head of Doctors Without Borders for the Kunduz bombing. He also called Afghanistan's president to express condolences for the civilian deaths. VOA's Zlatik Chahok says Doctors Without Borders has called for an independent investigation to determine whether the attack constitutes a war crime.
President Obama on Wednesday called Doctors Without Borders International President Joanne Liu to apologize and express his condolences for the loss of staff and patients.
The president assured Dr. Liu that the Department of Defense investigation currently underway would provide a transparent, thorough, and objective accounting of the facts and circumstances of the incident, and that if necessary, the president would implement changes that would make tragedies like this one less likely to occur in the future.
Doctors Without Borders said it wants an independent investigation of the bombing because it cannot trust the impartiality of U.S., NATO, and Afghan military investigations.
We are calling on President Obama to consent to the fact-finding commission.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Suspected airstrikes by a Saudi Arabia-led coalition have hit a wedding in war-torn Yemen, according to witnesses and officials, killing at least 15 and wounding at least 25 others. The attacks hit a home late Wednesday in the Sanban region of Damar province, which is held by Shiite Houthi rebels being targeted by the months-long coalition bombing campaign. This is VOA News. The head of NATO has slammed what he termed Russia's troubling escalation of military activities in Syria a day after Moscow launched cruise missiles as part of an intensified air campaign against Syrian rebels. Jens Stoltenberg made the comments Thursday after a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels where Russia's intervention in the Syrian civil war was high on the agenda.
I call on Russia to play a constructive role in the fight against ISIL. But Russian actions and the support to the regime are not helpful. The recent violations of Turkish airspace are unacceptable.
The issue took on more importance after reports that Russian jets involved in the Syrian air raids did violate the airspace of Turkey. Stoltenberg said NATO is ready and able to defend all allies, including Turkey, against any threats. NATO ministers will use the Thursday meeting to try to come up with ways to de-escalate the crisis, according to the British Defense Minister Michael Fallon, who said Moscow was making a serious situation in Syria much more dangerous. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning Israelis to be on maximum alert for more violence and trouble after Palestinians carried out several knife attacks against Jews. Netanyahu canceled a scheduled trip to Germany Thursday to deal with a surge in Palestinian attacks on Israelis. Wednesday, a Palestinian woman stabbed an Israeli man and then shot and wounded her in Jerusalem's Old City. That attack came hours after Israel lifted some of the tight security measures imposed on Palestinians in the Old City. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians has grown in the past week, primarily over the East Jerusalem holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Jews as the Temple Mount. Beijing is expressing serious concern about a reported U.S. plan to challenge China's South China Sea territorial claims by sailing a Navy ship near one of its newly built artificial islands. The U.S. newspaper Navy Times reported the Navy may soon receive approval for the mission to sail inside the 12 nautical mile territorial limit surrounding one of the man-made structures to illustrate Washington's stance that they do not constitute a sovereign territory. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Thursday China has a clear position on the South China Sea, which Beijing claims almost all of, along with its islands, reefs, and atolls. FIFA has provisionally banned President Sepp Blatter and UEFA President Michel Platini for 90 days in the wake of a Swiss criminal investigation. The move by the FIFA Ethics Committee further taints Blatter's 40-year career at FIFA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.